This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is on vacation. I'm Renee Montaigne. Three Palestinian cabinet ministers meet today in Washington with officials of the Bush administration. Reform of Palestinian institutions is expected to dominate the agenda. The Palestinian delegation is scheduled to talk with Secretary of State Colin Powell and National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice. The three ministers were appointed in June by Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. The Bush administration refuses to meet with Arafat himself because the U.S. says the Palestinian Authority has been implicated in terrorism. Joining me now to discuss the meeting is NPR's Vicky O'Hara. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
The administration won't talk directly with Arafat, but will talk to his lieutenants. What's the difference?
Some people would argue not very much, because all three ministers who are here for the meeting have had high-profile roles in the Palestinian Authority for some time. But what's important to the administration is that none of them is Yasser Arafat, who truly seems to have earned the enmity of President Bush, who keeps demanding new Palestinian leadership. The administration has recognized that contacts with the Palestinians have to continue. The challenge for the U.S. is to figure out, you know, who among the Palestinians is going to be the point of contact. And two of the people who are joining the meeting today have been described by Secretary of State Powell as officials who seem to have authority among the Palestinians, but who also seem to be trying to reform the Palestinian Authority.
Tell us more about those two.
One of them is Maher al-Masri, who is the economy and trade minister for the Palestinians. The other is the interior minister, Abdelrazak Yahya, who's responsible for the important issue of security. The third member of the group is Saeb Erekat, who leads the delegation. And Erekat's presence is somewhat controversial because he has a very long and very close relationship with Yasser Arafat.
What are the Palestinians looking to get out of this meeting?
The Palestinians need urgent humanitarian assistance. After 2 years of the Palestinian uprising and the Israeli crackdown in response, the Palestinian economy is in total shambles. People are unemployed. They can't get medical care. There are reports of serious malnutrition among Palestinian children. But in terms of the big picture, the Palestinians are here to push the U.S. forward on President Bush's pledge to bring about a Palestinian state.
And that was a pledge, of course, that the president made contingent on reforms of Palestinian institutions of government.
That's correct. When President Bush made his big Mideast policy speech in June, he said that the U.S. would help establish a Palestinian state once the Palestinians had elected new leaders, meaning someone other than Yasser Arafat, and once they'd made changes in their institutions of government. And the urgent priority is to remake the Palestinian security services into an effective organization that will stop attacks on Israelis and also apprehend people who are involved in attacks. And the State Department says that the agenda for today's meeting will include cooperation on security issues, also civil reform, as well as the issue that's so important to the Palestinians, which is a political dialogue with the intention of bringing about a state.
Vicky, this meeting takes place after an Israeli airstrike on Gaza that killed a senior Hamas leader, followed by a series of Palestinian attacks on Israelis that have killed more than a dozen people over the past week. Is the ongoing and very recent violence likely to alter the tone, if not the substance, of this meeting?
Well, it certainly reinforces the administration's argument for improving security on the Palestinian side, while the Palestinians, for their part, presumably will use the meeting to demand relief from some of Israel's recent actions. Israel's resumed a very controversial policy of destroying the family homes of Palestinians who are involved in attacks, and more recently, expelling some family members to Gaza. The United States has expressed its opposition to both of these measures, but really has done very little to try to change Israel's policies.
Thanks very much. NPR's State Department correspondent Vicky O'Hara.